Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products, and today a little turkey as well. Speaking of turkeys, we've got a few fine feathered friends here in the office this morning. Our top turkey today, wow, we've got a lot of turkeys here, is Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine. How are you this morning, Kath?
Great, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Of course, we also have Andy Cohen, the editor of Counselor Magazine, who I believe spent his weekend baking pies. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. Lots of pies in my
house. I thought
you brought
us some pumpkin cake this morning.
Yeah,
thank
pumpkin
you.
Bread?
It was delish.
Oh, it was good. Good with coffee, right?
Michelle Bell and Joe Haley are off today, but we've got some major talent taking their spots. Let me introduce Dave Vagnoni, one of our newest hotshots, who is a new writer at Counselor Magazine. Dave comes to us from the TV world, where he was formerly a bureau chief in Harrisburg. How's it going, Dave?
This is a dream come true, Melinda, to be here. This is the pinnacle
TV
of my career, right?
To
here.
ASI Radio.
That's right. I stepped up in the world.
It's all downhill.
Moving on up. And it is for a real treat, we've called in Jake Kralik, marketing manager for ASI, who's going to be wowing us today with tales of marketing promos from all over the globe. You'll definitely want to hear what Jake has to say this morning. How's it going, Jake?
It's going well, Melinda. Thanks for that beautiful introduction this morning.
We are glad to have you here. We've also got in a few minutes, we're going to invite listeners to call in with their biggest corporate gift-giving conundrums. That's right, if you've got a sticky gift-giving situation of your own, or you have a client with a corporate gifting dilemma, give us a call, and perhaps our panel here can offer up some advice. And if we take your call on the air, listen to this, guys, we'll send you a $25 Starbucks gift card. How cool is that?
Awesome.
So call us anytime during the show at 215-953-4979 and let us in on your dilemma. Kathy, tell us what else is on tap for today.
Thanks, Melinda. Okay, on tap for our special Thanksgiving show. Do you deserve a break today?
I do.
Jake will give you some marketing secrets from the fast food world. Mm-hmm. Not sure what to give your corporate clients? As Melinda said, we'll give you some great ideas. Also, you might want to get your palm read today. I'll tell you why. Girls, listen up. Dave has a list of the healthiest cities for women.
Woo!
And men finally, should listen up.
Oh, men too. Yes. Yeah, because you'll find lots of women there.
Right. I like healthy women.
That's and right. Finally, Melinda talks turkey. Plus, Andy has the
She's
news in 60
turkey.
Seconds. Andy, you're on.
Thanks, guys.
Go, Andy.
Halo Lee Wayne announced last week that it acquired Esko, a distributor based in Dayton, Ohio. Esko will hold on to its vinyl manufacturing business and now will become a supplier in the ad specialty market. For Halo, this marked the second big acquisition the company has made this year. In April, it purchased Goldman Promotions. Together, the two acquisitions will add more than $45 million to Halo's revenue totals this year. Counselor Top 40 distributor Inner Workings has named Eric Belcher as its new CEO. Belcher, who made the Counselor Power 50 list for the first time this year, had been the company's president and chief operating officer. His new role is effective January 1, and he will succeed Steven Zuccherini, who will become vice chairman of Inner Workings. Supplier Arista Manufacturing announced that it has acquired housewares maker Spring Mill Corporation. Arista, which first launched its promotional products division this past January, says the acquisition is the first of many that it has its eyes on. In an interview with Counselor yesterday, Joanne Linden, president of Arista, said, "We are actively looking for promotional product suppliers to acquire immediately. Should be an interesting company to watch in the months to come."
Thanks, Andy. Well, as I said, we've got ASI marketing manager Jake Kralik in the house this morning. Jake, you're always on top of new things going on in the world of marketing.
Yeah, what's I try to on stay your... there.
Tell us what's on your radar right now.
So a few weeks ago, my friend Josh in our art department introduced me to some new websites. And upon perusing those sites, I found a few really interesting fast food marketing trends that I thought I'd bring to everyone's attention. So we live in this really fast-paced world where consumers will run in any direction to kind of satisfy their tastes. It's hard to keep your customers loyal. So today on my marketing talk. I know.
Ooh, he's got his own segment.
It's kind of like car talk.
Did we give you that title?
Or
you just made it up?
I made it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm
very creative.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. We're going to introduce you to what McDonald's is doing in Asian markets, how Burger King is making great impressions in a turbulent economy with these guerrilla-style campaigns, and some new products that are going to turn your stomach but have gained some attention. So McDonald's is doing this minimalist campaign in Japan where they're branding brand new shops as quarter-pounder shops. So the whole shop is red and black. There's no clown. There's no mention of McDonald's anywhere.
No clown.
Yeah, no
clown.
That clown's
scary.
It's a little scary. And the product itself is just in red and black wrappers, and you can choose only two things, a quarter pounder or a quarter pounder with cheese.
I hope they come with fries.
They do. They do come in fries and a drink. And it's this campaign that is focusing away from upselling and spontaneous sales and simplifying everything, which is really kind of an interesting way to look at branding. Burger King, stateside, is doing a different approach. They are doing what I like to call the Good Samaritan campaign. They're dropping wallets filled with anything from $1 to $1,000, fake license with the king on it, fake credit card, a little map, and a coupon, and a little sticker on the wallet in the inside that says, if found, don't return, keep and bring back to a Burger King and redeem for some free food. And it's really a great idea, especially in an economy that's a little bit turbulent right now, to kind of give back some money and to offer something with financial value.
How many of these wallets are they giving out?
Thousands are being dropped. Chicago and Orlando were the test cities, and now it's spreading around to other cities.
Let's go right now.
You know, I love everything about it except the picture of the king.
Oh, he's scarier.
Oh, come on, you love
no, the king. King is way cooler than the clown.
No, he's scarier than
Ronald
McDonald. Wait a minute.
So if he sat next to you on the bench like he does in the
I would be frightened, but he's still way cooler than the clown.
No, the king freaks me out, but I like everything else about that promotion.
My son and I went to Burger King this weekend, and I have a picture of him with a king crown on.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's nice. That would be cute. I thought you meant with the king.
No, no, not with the king. With me, though.
You know, the thing is, fast food is the place for distributors to sell to right now because I guess when the economy goes, you know, sour, I've heard spending on fast food actually increases because people, instead of going to nice restaurants, are hitting these quicker, cheaper places.
Oh, definitely. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, especially think about the lessons coming from these two, too. I mean, in a down economy, do stuff where you're actually giving something of monetary value. That's going to go a long way in people's eyes. And also, you want to look at perhaps taking your brand and reworking it right now. See if you can attract new attention by doing something a little bit wilder or simplifying things so you don't have so many offers and give simple offers.
Only a quarter pounder.
Yeah. And then in the last
quarter pounder with cheese, too.
Oh, sorry.
With fries.
Yeah. But no Whaler, or is that Burger King?
Whaler?
Fish no, filet? What is that?
That I used to be Burger King fish sandwich. Forget it.
Back
that must have been just in Omaha in the
70s. Back in the day, baby.
So tell us about these.
So we have two new products that I'd like
products.
To. Yeah, they turn heads and stomachs.
Okay.
Cheetos is actually launching a line of chapstick, cheese flavored chapstick.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
Disgusting.
That's gross.
It goes right along with the bacon flavored chopstick.
I'm going to get that for Christmas.
That would be better than cheese flavored.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
And then the other one, Pepsi, as we all know, has always introduced new flavors to their brand. And again, in the Asian markets, they have launched a brand new version of Pepsi called Pepsi White. Can anyone guess what's in it?
It sounds gross.
Anyone?
Ice cream.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Yogurt it is. It's Pepsi and yogurt.
And it tastes like Pepsi yogurt? It
tastes like Pepsi and yogurt combined.
All right. See, your first marketing ideas were good. These are just not
terrible.
Good.
Go back to
the marketing department. Thank you very much, Jake Kralik.
Thanks,
now we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll start taking calls to solve our listeners' corporate gift-giving dilemmas.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we're about to take your calls to help you with any corporate gifting dilemmas you or your clients may have. Call us now at 215-953-4979, and if we take your call on the air, we will send you a $25 Starbucks gift card. That's great for re-gifting, I'd say. On line one, we have Pat Forte, a distributor. Pat, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You've got a gift-giving dilemma, I understand.
Yeah, I have a client who usually gives gifts to his whole sales team, but this year, because of the economy and he's worried about spending, he only wants to give gifts to select sales reps. So how can I convince him that that's a bad strategy?
You know, we've talked about this a little bit on the air, and most of us would agree that, you know, the selective gifting is not a good idea, especially on a sales team. What do you guys think?
No way. That's a demotivator. You have to give it to all of them.
Yeah, and you know, maybe even if it's you spend less money on each one, but you still give everyone, you know.
Or maybe giving one gift to the whole team that they can appreciate. So yeah. Something like, you know.
Like a gift tower?
A gift tower or, you know, a big giant fruit basket, but, you know, maybe a night out with some alcohol involved or something like that.
Alcohol?
Yeah, you know.
Go easy, huh?
But are you taking away the reward if you do that, if you just are selective?
Right, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I would say if he did do this, which I wouldn't recommend, that he'd do it in secret. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that the other people don't know. Seriously, I think, I mean, how annoying would you be?
That's not the craziest thing in the world, though.
No, I mean, that's what he decided to do, he should do it in private.
Right.
How annoyed would you be if Andy got a gift?
I would be so annoyed because he is so undeserving.
Don't tell Kathy.
No, but you know what? I would take whatever budget he had for these select gifts and just divide it amongst more people. And I think people appreciate any gift, even if it's, you know, a $5 gift card.
And you know what? With the economy today, everybody knows what's going on. They'll understand if you can't give as much as you did last year. But you should give it to everybody.
It's the thought that counts. You have to be honest with your
Exactly.
employees.
All right, so tell them, ASI Radio says, gifts for everyone, even if it's just a little token.
Great idea. Thanks for your
Thanks
help.
For calling,
You're
Pat.
Welcome.
On line three, we have Nina from Silver Promotions. How are you doing, Nina?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Hi, Nina.
Do you have a corporate gift-giving dilemma for us?
Well, I do actually have a client who wants to buy gifts for females and the males in his office. He actually wants specific, you know, male-oriented. Last year, for instance, he gave spa items to the women and cigar humidors to the men, trying to get him to do more of a, you know, overall unisex-type gift, but he's pretty adamant about having it for the men and the women. So do you have any suggestions for him?
Gosh, I would never give separate gifts for men and women. Because how annoyed would you be? I don't know. I just think that's sexist. Like, who's to say a woman wouldn't want a humidor?
And plus, everybody uses spa gifts, but all guys don't smoke cigars. So I don't know about that either.
Jake, it's hard to match up the prices,
too. I want
the
spa.
He's pretty adamant about it. He really.
Yeah, I mean, one sex might think the other one got more spent on them. But I don't know. If you were to give them, what kind of gifts would you give? You don't want something that's too feminine for a woman or vice versa for a man.
iTunes gift cards.
Right. But
everyone loves music.
Yeah, but not everybody has an iPod.
That's true.
I can suggest.
Give everybody an iPod. There you go.
Gift cards are a good option. Certainly you want to pick something, though, that's branded.
Not going out of business.
Well, that's
very true.
Andy, what do you think? Separate gifts for males and females?
Well, I don't really think that they should have separate gifts, no. But I would suggest actually asking the people. Too many people give gifts without any input from the people who are receiving the gifts, and then they don't know what they're looking for, what they want, what their interests are, and what they would use.
Maybe they could even do like a short survey on the company intranet.
Exactly.
You know, which type of gift would you prefer?
Mm-hmm. Well, even here at ASI for Thanksgiving, people got to choose between turkey and a pie, and maybe there's some other gift. You know, you give them a list of three or four gifts, and they can pick. Mm-hmm. And there's could be some female-oriented gifts on the list and some male-oriented gifts.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our big suggestion. Thanks, Nina.
All right. Bye-bye.
And we have another caller on line four, Michael, who is also a distributor. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. How's everyone there?
Fine. Great. Thank you. Michael, where are you from?
Lansing, Michigan.
Ah, probably pretty chilly.
A little bit, but we're trying to stay warm.
Michael, what's your question for us today?
Well, I have a small distributorship, and I have 10 employees. And I usually give out gift cards to the employees, values of about $50 each. For the holidays, but this year, you know, business has dropped, and I've been having a bad year, and I was thinking about not giving any gift at all, but I wonder what effect it would have on the employee morale. You know, of course, I don't want to be a Scrooge, so should I just bite the bullet and give gifts anyway, even though I can't afford it?
I think it's a bad move, like we said to the previous caller, not to give any gifts at all, and I think that your employees would appreciate that you gave them some thought. Into a smaller gift with the bad economy and just let them, I'm sure they know that business is bad and they'll appreciate that you're trying to keep their jobs intact, so you're cutting down a little bit on the gifts.
Right. Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't.
Any suggestions?
I wouldn't break your bank.
I would say, Michael, you know, maybe throw a small party for the employees, like do a nice lunch in the office. You could even do a potluck, and the time that you have with them would probably mean a lot to people, especially if you played, you know, we play a game here called Secret Santa, and we do it a kind of a dirty style where people buy a bunch of silly gifts, and then you steal the gifts and trade them around.
Oh, that's
and it's
fun
the
game.
Time
we
that
don't
we
play
have.
Any dirty games in editorial, Jake.
Well, the marketing department, you know, we're a little different, but it's that time that means a lot to me, and I'm sure that your employees would recognize if you took a half a day and had a kind of a celebration of the employees.
Yeah, we've never done that before, but this might be a good year to try that.
Definitely.
Mm. Well, good luck,
all
Michael,
right.
And have a happy holiday.
Thanks a lot. You
thanks,
too.
Michael. Thanks for all calling.
Right. On line one, we have Claude Turner, manufacturer. Claude, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you and everyone there?
Good,
great.
Thanks.
Great.
What's on your mind?
I have a gift-giving dilemma.
Yes.
Bring it on.
I work for the Great Kids Manufacturing Company, and I wanted to know if... do you think in these hard economic times that, you know, I want to give some kind of gifts with my company name and logo on them to some of our customers, but is that cheesy to do something like that other than just kind of a generic type of gift? I mean, is that seen as cheesy?
Absolutely not. In fact, as long as it's something useful, I think, that mm-hmm. your clients will enjoy. I mean, if it's just some, I mean, you make sure it's attractive and useful, I think that people would appreciate that. What do you guys think?
What kind of gift are you thinking of?
Well, I mean, you know, we make canoes, but I'm trying to think of maybe shirts or some type of items like that. I mean, nothing. And the other dilemma is I don't want to give too much, you know, our employees certainly are being asked to kind of, you know, be a little bit tighter with our budget and things
right.
like that. And I don't want to go lavish. And, you know, I know it makes sense to advertise and cultivate, you know, relationships with customers, but... You know, just kind of T-shirts or maybe hats or something with our company name. I just didn't know if that would be seen as you know, a little bit kind of hoo-ha.
I don't think that's cheesy, but if you do go with some type of wearable, you might want to make your logo a little more subtle just so that they'll, you know.
Yeah, like on the sleeve.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you might think of an item that's more practical for use, like a thermos or maybe like a picnic or barbecue kit. Would go really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, Claude. Thanks, and hold on the line. We'll get your information for your Starbucks gift card.
Thank you.
Happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, as business people get more skittish with their investments, they're turning to some weird places for financial advice. Kathy, enlighten us, please.
Okay. You might think all businesses are floundering these days. Not so. Psychics report that their business is just about as robust as ever.
People need help.
People need help, and the New York Times reports that business people are consulting psychics for advice on their jobs and their struggling businesses, like never before. And they typically hand over anywhere from $75 to $1,000 an hour for this service. So what do you guys
$1,000 an hour?
$1,000 an hour, I guess, if they're a really good psychic.
Wow.
But have
so
any
you're
of
worried
you ever
about
consulted
your investments,
a psychic?
And so then you're spending $1,000 an hour for a psychic.
Yeah, well,
sounds like a good
I guess they got that kind of cash right now, but they're worried about it going away.
There's a woman in New York, $10,000 a month she commands.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's quite the retainer.
Yes, it is quite the retainer.
Does she offer advice every day around the clock?
Apparently, open services for that amount per month.
Open services? Yes. What other kind of services?
Where's your mind, Kathy?
Anyway, what do you guys think about that?
I think that if my financial advisor was consulting a psychic, I would switch financial advisors.
Well, maybe they do it on the down low. Andy,
I think
Henry Paulson
I think that's
is
nuts,
consulting.
But I'm not a yeah. psychic type of person. I'm not going to a psychic.
Miss Cleo is not
the White
consulting
House.
My business.
Miss Cleo at the White House.
Okay, have any of you ever had your palm read or anything like that?
No.
You know, I did. I wrote an article in a psychic once when I wrote for a newspaper,
mm-hmm.
and she said I was going to marry a guy named Mike or Mark, and look, I'm married to a
she
Mark.
Nailed
wow.
it.
And she said he had green eyes.
Wow.
So I'm a
and
believer.
Mark has brown eyes.
So how come you didn't
no,
go back?
Green eyes.
How come you haven't come back?
I don't know. The rest, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a believer. I'm sorry.
Maybe we should bring a psychic to the show.
We should. That
would
be
entertaining.
Oh, that would be cool. I would like that.
All right, guys. Well, it's Thanksgiving week, and you know that what that means, don't you? Up, it means that. But it also means Black Friday is coming up, along with a special new shopping day created by marketers. Dave, tell us more.
Yes, get this. Cyber Monday, everybody. By show of hands, since we're on radio, who knows about Cyber Monday?
I do. Yeah. I shopped
I
on
do.
Cyber
not.
Monday last year.
Okay,
I do not.
A new survey
Wake
shows
up, Kathy.
26% of people will be shopping on Cyber Monday, up from 19% last year. 83% of retailers will have special promotions on Cyber Monday, up from 72% last year. And 20% of retailers will offer free shipping. So the question is, are people going to be more likely to shop on Black Friday or on Cyber Monday? What do we think?
Cyber Monday, because they don't have to waste gas going to shop.
Or wait in line.
Or wait in line, right.
Can I just tell you, though, that every woman except for me who lives on our block goes out together at like 4 a.m. every Friday.
It's a party.
So I think it's like a social thing for some of these people.
Come on.
Yeah, and they come back with like a lamp.
Aren't they also the members of the Yummy Mummies?
Yeah.
What is
there's a group of women in my development.
Yummy Mummies.
Yes.
That call themselves the Yummy Mummies.
And why?
Yeah, and why?
Because they're yummy and they're mummies.
They're yummy.
Did they give themselves that name?
Yes.
Okay. No one else gave them that name.
Thank goodness.
You may not think they were a yummy mummy as well.
I probably wouldn't.
But
Do they have any branded yummy mummy gear?
Ooh, distributors, new market.
I'm not sure that they do. Speaking of internet marketing, though, I did see a pretty cool promo the other day. Papa John's is using Facebook for their latest promotion. Jake's shaking his head. You've probably seen this. Mm-hmm. You know, Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving is the third biggest pizza delivery day of the year.
And the biggest social night of the year.
Well, yes.
Social?
For some of us who still go out every night.
Jake.
Anyway, so they're doing this thing where if you become their friend on Facebook, then you'll get a free pizza with any pizza order for that night. I think that's pretty cool. And it's something, you know, this Facebook thing, people should really be looking at because there are a lot of marketing possibilities for
it. Yeah, our president and CEO, Tim, is on Facebook. And that's how he keeps track of all of us, too.
Yes.
And he's able to just pop in.
That's why I'm not on Facebook.
That's why I'm not on there.
But it's kind of, it's
so
it's
how many
endearing.
People here have a Facebook page? I have one. I know Jake one. Up, yeah. Steve Hawk has
Steve-o.
One.
Anybody
I kind
else?
Of do, but my picture's not on there. But this
you're
might
not
be
a
reason.
Full-fledged Facebook user.
The free pizza might give me a reason. To
Kathy, maybe you and I should get a joint one.
Oh, we should, definitely.
Let's
the
do
Andy
Kathy.
Well,
my
we'll
Facebook
page is the picture of the whole ASI radio team. That's my picture.
Oh, really?
So you actually are on there.
Check it out.
How do they know who you are in the picture?
Oh, they have to guess. That's
excuse me, did we give you the rights to print that photo?
That's true.
All right, guys. Well, we've been talking about the unemployment rate, which is quickly rising. And Andy, it seems like as employees fire people, they're trying to lighten the moment by using some euphemisms. What's that
they're
all about?
Fired. There you go.
Right.
Donald
they're
Trump
not saying
Donald.
They're fired. They're saying other things.
Yeah, here we go. The best in corporate speak has come up over the last few weeks as big companies across the country are laying off people. So I'm going to throw out a few. Simplified. You've been simplified.
That's right. That really
that's sad.
That's got to be the worst one. Simplified. Re-engineered. They're doing a cost improvement plan. And they're streamlining.
I've heard that.
So, the streamlining one?
I've gotten that line before.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, Kathy, but we've got a streamline.
It's not quite a pickup line, is it, Kathy?
No, it's not.
You know, this has been going on for a long time, though. I remember I wrote a story for the New York Times in the right after the dot-com bust about how you know, people were having to lay off people, and they weren't having to lay off poor performers. They were laying off people they liked. And so they were approaching firing with kind of a kinder, gentle approach. They were hugging people, having goodbye parties for them. I mean, some bosses were crying when they were letting people go.
Well, I think it's
instead of having parties, couldn't they just keep them?
Yeah, I know. But actually, when I did get laid off,
someone cried.
You
I
mean
did cry.
When
I
you
cried.
Got simplified?
When I got when I got streamlined. When I got streamlined,
right.
They actually had a resume like reworking class for us and like all this kind of stuff to help hook us up with new jobs, which I thought was
that's
kind
actually
of nice,
a good thing to
you
do.
Know
that's good
yeah
absolutely. All right, is anyone else but me here confused about the whole vampire phenomenon?
Yeah, I am.
No, I love
wow.
it.
Wow,
awful.
Everybody's raising their hand except Kathy. There's a new vampire,
she's a vampire
series.
That's
there's a vampire series on HBO. There's a new vampire movie out, which is spawning some creative promo.
I'm about to suck your blood.
Oh. Yes, and then there's a vampire apparently in the office.
Intense.
Kath, what's going on with this vampire promo thing?
Well, you know, it's all the rage, and here's a new fashion trend that literally sucks. It's vampire chic. The New York Daily News reports that thanks to the new movie Twilight, a vampire love story, nothing to be afraid of, boys and girls, vampire chic is all the rage. Long fanged, tight-trousered heroes with a compulsion tight-trousered heroes with a compulsion for neck nuzzling are the new pinup boys. That's Rachel Krolik. Think about that.
I'm not pinning out a vampire.
Yeah.
Even... That's a euphemism.
But even New York collections are showcasing gothic glamour. Yeah.
Bloomingdale's. Yeah. Bloomingdale's has a lip gloss line.
Yeah.
And Lancome dark lipstick.
The most disgusting
Lancome came out
thing
with black
I've
lipstick.
Heard of.
Exactly.
Is that attractive to anybody?
I don't know.
No.
Anybody? Anyone?
No.
I have.
You don't have any goth.
I don't know. Jake has black nail polish on right now.
They're doing some cool movie promos, too, for the
they
movie.
Are, well, Borders Books had a bunch of Twilight parties where they did midnight parties on opening night. So it came out on Friday, so they did them on Thursday night, and they had T-shirts and all kind of promotional products. Fangs, I guess, would be included in that. So it's a big deal.
There's a
new market for distributors, vampire promos.
I looked up on ESP, and there are some fangs available.
Yes. I was going to say there's a professor at Penn State who thinks this is all tied to the political cycle, that there were more zombie movies when Bush was in charge, and now that Obama's going to be in charge, there's going to be more vampire movies.
Well, what does that mean? He's going to suck the life out of the economy even more? <I don't know.
laughs> All right, guys. Well, we That's have another caller, Moshe, a distributor on line one, who apparently has a corporate gifting dilemma. How are you doing, Moshe?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Moshe, what's your gift-giving dilemma?
We're a new company in this industry, and we're looking for a great idea to hand out to all of our potential customers for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me any idea what to hand out, to what will greatly promote our company and will always be in mind of our customers?
Well, what does your company sell, Moshe?
We're a distributor company, so we actually sell everything. I mean,
everything. And what is there a primary item that you work with?
We're now turning into this line, so we have potential customers for all kind of items.
Well, I would say whatever is the top, one of your top items, perhaps to brand that and to hand and to give that out. If there is, you know, maybe you're looking at, if you want to look at like technology, that's kind of a good item. You could give out an MP3 player.
You know, I was going to add on to that. Actually, I think some sort of USB drive with information about your company on it would be valuable. It's something that people can use and also keeps you top of mind for any time that they use that item.
It's
and
a
maybe
great point.
Maybe include some information they could use going into the new year, too.
Yeah,
some
that's
helpful
a great idea.
Information.
Well, thanks for calling, Moshe. If you hold on the line, we'll get your info and give you a Starbucks gift card. Happy holidays.
Thanks so much, and have a great day.
You Thank too. You.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, guys, since it's almost Thanksgiving, I thought it was only appropriate to give you all a Thanksgiving quiz to test your turkey Uh-oh. Know-how. Now, Andy, you've scored poorly in these quizzes in the past. So
I did
you
very
step
well
up
on
to
get a prize, quiz, Melinda.
Well, here's the deal. You get a point for each question right. The one person who gets the most points at the end wins a free lunch on me. The person and a turkey. The person
we
who
have
scores
to eat
the
turkey
least
at the
gets
lunch?
A punch in the face from me, which is usually our standard.
That's right. Usually yes. Andy.
Feel the
yeah,
love.
Andy's received that before.
You see the bruises.
Okay, so I have five questions
Wait,
for
how
you.
Do we say gobble when we know the answer?
Yeah, when you know the answer, no. Say gobble. That
okay.
was a great idea.
Okay.
I'm glad
okay.
you thought of it. Okay. And it's multiple choice. What is a male turkey called?
Gobble.
Tom.
Hey, excuse me, who gobbled?
You had to gobble.
That doesn't matter. I had the answer right.
We're throwing that out.
He's a cheater. What? He's
I like throwing that. That out. I like that style.
Okay. Just, next time, nice. Say gobble. Okay.
I'm not gobbling.
What great American statesman lobbied to make the turkey
gobble.
The national...
Gobble, gobble.
Yes.
Benjamin Franklin.
Very good.
Jeez.
Wow. You are up on your turkey.
Are you a ringer?
All right, 1 point for Dave Magnus.
Someone snuck into Melinda's office last night.
All right. What state in the U.S. produces the most turkeys?
Gobble.
Yes.
Minnesota.
All right, you cheated.
Well, I didn't cheat. How did I cheat? Just because I'm up on
All right, Dave has two.
Thanksgiving trivia. All right,
this is a really hard one.
Okay.
How fast can wild turkeys run?
Gobble, gobble. Yes. 55 miles per hour.
Okay, you're wrong. Here's your choices.
When they see Sarah Palin, it's even faster.
All right, how fast can wild turkeys run? 5 miles per hour, 15, 25, or 45?
25.
Gobble. 15.
All right, you said gobble, so answer.
15.
No.
5.
No.
Gobble.
25.
Gobble.
45.
25. Gobble.
Kathy got Kathy, they can run 25 miles per hour. We have two more questions.
So could you catch them, Kathy?
No. Can turkeys fly, and if so, how fast?
No. Gobble. No.
No, you're wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
The options are yes, up to 25, up to 40, or up to 55 miles per hour.
Yes. Gobble,
gobble.
Andy.
Yes, up to 40 miles per hour.
No.
25 miles.
55.
Yes, Dave yes. got it right. 55. All right, he's got three. Kathy has one, and we have one more question. Are you ready?
Well, he obviously won, but he cheated.
All right. Which U.S. president specified that Thanksgiving would fall on the last Thursday of November?
Gobble.
Yes.
What's the answer?
Oh. Martin Van Buren, Andrew Jackson, William H. Taft, or Abraham Lincoln?
Andrew Jackson.
Abraham Lincoln.
Wrong. Say gobble.
Gobble, Taft. Gobble. Abraham right. Lincoln.
Oh, God.
There you have it. So Dave Vagnoni.
How does everyone not know this?
Wins
this
a free lunch.
Stuff.
I think Andy and wow. Jake get win the punch in the mouth. So good
punch
job.
In the mouth.
I'll help with that.
Fantastic. Well, then, since we're all about to scarf down a bunch of food this week, I thought it only made sense that we talk a little bit about our health. Dave, Self Magazine recently released a list of the healthiest cities for women. Do tell.
Yes, men, listen up. If you want a healthy woman, go to Bethesda, Maryland.
Ooh, I used to live there.
San Francisco, yes. Melinda, you're very healthy, we can tell.
Of course.
And Honolulu, Hawaii is
number three. Oh, yeah.
New York City is number seven.
I lived there, too. I lived in two of the healthiest
cities. New York City, I can't believe that's healthy women.
You know what people have to walk
You have to walk a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And there's lots of fitness clubs.
There's a sports club on, like, every block.
You don't see a lot of obesity in New York City, actually. Right.
Well, we don't see it here either.
Yes, you do.
Not right here in this radio
studio. This room. Now, on the other side,
New York City.
The unhealthiest
what are the worst
cities
ones?
Are all from the Midwest. Why? Anybody have any thoughts?
Detroit. I eat a lot of potatoes.
Gary, Indiana.
Steak and potatoes.
St. Louis.
You know what? I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because people ride in their cars everywhere.
And it's cold.
There's no
and
public
it's cold.
Transportation.
And they eat a lot of meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Right?
No greens or no salad in the Midwest.
They have salad.
But they're really friendly in the Midwest.
Yeah.
We are.
That's because they're eating comfort food all the time.
We love the Midwest.
And the fittest, the number one fittest women's city, Santa Ana, California.
So move there.
Move there.
Okay. Anywhere in California, I think people are pretty healthy.
But they're also the most plastic surgeried. That's why they're the fittest.
Surgeried?
Hey, guys, I thought we could get away from him, but Joe Haley is on the line calling him from vacation.
Wow.
He's got a rant for us this morning. We're all well familiar with those. Joe, how are you?
I am terrific. Oh, I missed a heck of a show Yummy Mummies and Psychics.
I know. See what happens when you're not around? Joe, what do you have to rant about this morning?
Well, as everyone in the office knows, I run a youth soccer league, and I know I ranted about soccer parents earlier in the year, but you know what? It was the end of the season this past weekend, and I sent everyone in our league an email saying you have an opportunity to sign up early and save money, and it ends on Sunday at 4 o'clock. When I got home into my house at 6, guess what I had on my answer machine?
125 messages.
I had a handful of messages, people looking to sign their kids up. And all the time tags were after 5 o'clock.
And I bet Pauline heard some swear words in your house.
Well, you know, my kids have never heard them, so I had to go outside the screen. But
now I bet you were very curt with the parents when you called them back.
You're assuming I called them back.
Ah!
No, I'm not calling them back. It's not my fault that they didn't use their brain. Look at the email. Look at the signs that were posted in our building and around our field.
So they're out.
Joe.
Well, they're out. No, they have to wait until the spring to sign up, you know, and spend more money. It's not my fault that they were idiots.
Well, at least you're off all week on vacation this week, so you can relax.
Thank God.
I am relaxed.
Time to start prepping the turkey, Joe.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you back in the office next week.
All right, bye.
All right, guys, I think we should end on a serious note since Thanksgiving is the day after tomorrow. I thought we'd end by saying something that we're thankful for. I'm extremely thankful for my three beautiful daughters, ages 9, 6, and 2, and who are all very excited about Thanksgiving this year. How about you guys, Jake?
I'd say my health, my family, Jeannie. Definitely good friends.
Ah, all right.
Good friends, great oldies.
Andy, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful that I will be going to the Macy's Day Parade with my son.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Thanksgiving.
You go to that every year, don't
you? Yep, we sure do.
Bring us souvenirs. Cool.
That'll be fun.
Hey, Dave, how about you?
Besides being thankful for my family and friends, I'm sure all of us are, I'm thankful that gas prices are now below
$2.
Yeah, $1.97 this morning.
Hey, I saw $1.79 in Jersey. Jersey's a place to go for gas. Kath, what are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for my family, of course, and my coworkers, and that everybody is a bunch of wackos.
That's important.
Well, on that note,
that helps.
I'm thankful I didn't call Joe after 5.
Exactly. Well, of course, as we run out of time, I'd just like to say we're also thankful for today's sponsor, I Promote You, and thankful to all of you, our loyal listeners. Happy Thanksgiving, and
Happy
tune in next week.
Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble, gobble.
Gobble.